Today on Take 5, we talk about rising gasoline prices, some projections and reasons behind the rapid increase. Marie Dodds with AAA of Oregon gives us some insight. Have you seen gas go up this quickly in such a short amount of time before?
Unfortunately, we have seen gas prices escalate this quickly, and probably the most recent year similar to what we're going through now is 2008. And of course, that year we peaked at $4.29 here in Oregon in July. The big difference this year is that we've got more global factors impacting the price of crude oil and gas prices, and I think we're going to be front-loaded with the way prices are increasing. I think that prices will peak in April or May this year, as opposed to May, June, or July, when they would peak in a more normal year.
Okay, and remind me, what were the factors influencing gasoline prices back in July of 2008?
You know, we saw a lot of investors pouring money into crude oil, and that is still going on today. But it was more a factor of developing countries and their thirst for oil that helped to send crude prices higher. This time around, we've got a couple of factors that are helping to send crude prices higher. The largest factor is probably all the saber-rattling from Iran and its various threats to block the Strait of Hormuz and to stop exporting to Europe and those kinds of things. It's been enough to make investors jittery, and that has helped to send the price of crude up. The other factor, of course, continues to be growing demand with developing countries, but I think the whole specter surrounding Iran and threats of violence has helped to really send crude prices up in a hurry.
Coming up after the break, Dodds gives us a projection for Oregon and national averages. You're listening to Take 5, brought to you by Home Federal Bank.
My business, my community, my home fed. At Home Federal Bank, we know that the strength of our local community is closely related to the strength of local businesses. We're here to make it easier and more profitable for your business to do business, right here at home. So bring us your business needs. We'll bring over 90 years of banking expertise. Together, we'll plan for success.
Enjoy free online banking, free bill pay, and free debit cards at HomeFed. Stop by to learn more. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Take 5 on News Talk 1110 KBND. We're talking about gas prices today and some of the reasons behind the rapid increase. Here's more of our interview with Marie Dodds of AAA Oregon. Are you hearing from members the frustration and the impact of these prices, these higher prices?
You know, anytime gas prices rise quickly, it is a big concern to most consumers because many people in the U.S. do rely on their cars to get around, whether it's to work or to school or to pick up the kids or to go grocery shopping. So whenever gas prices climb quickly, it does place a strain on people's wallets because all that extra money that you have to spend on gas is money you don't have to spend somewhere else. So certainly it is a cause for concern for consumers. I think the only glimmer of hope that we can offer is that it appears that prices will peak earlier as opposed to later. I think that we'll peak probably in April or maybe May this year, and that prices will come down after that point. So I think the second half of the year we will see gas prices doing a much more normal thing. But for right now, it's very difficult. And just when you look at the past few days, we've seen prices rise a few cents every day. And that does actually, you know, cause some pain to your wallet.
And when you say peak, is there any sort of projection on what we might see here in Oregon?
In Oregon, I think we are going to top $4 a gallon. I think we could end up in the vicinity of $4.35 for a statewide peak. And, of course, some markets will be higher than that. Bend tends to be higher than the national, than the Oregon average, as does Southern Oregon. With a national average, I think we will peak somewhere in the neighborhood of $3.75 to $4.25. But we have a very interesting situation developing where we have parts of the country, particularly the Midwest, where prices have not been rising as quickly. And in fact, in some states and cities, they've even decreased a little bit recently, while other parts of the country, particularly the coasts, including the West Coast, East Coast, and Gulf Coast, have seen prices rise in a hurry. So with that national average peaking somewhere between $3.75 and $4.25, I think that we're going to see some markets where gasoline could be a good dollar a gallon more than the national average.
This has been Take 5 on News Talk 1110.